We can edit out the beginning, I guess, Carol. So, you guys remember when you were first allowed to go on the internet by yourself, right? Well, what did you guys do?
Webkins.
Webcam. I was never. I never did any
You never
webcams.
did webkins?
No.
Did you do it? I remember doing like webkins and 80 points and this weird ice cream thing that I could never find again. It was a darn shame.
Anyway, what about you, Hannah? What was some
I
of the
talked to
first?
strangers on the internet.
Same, because you were my sister and we both went on the same website. What did we do, Hannah? What did we do, Hannah? Where did we go? What was the
DSi Paint.
website? DSIPaint.com. It was a website for Nintendo fans by a man who was in his mid-30s at the time. Mid-40s by now, probably.
Probably like mid-50s.
Good old Daniel Gump is a developer now. He develops like actual apps for like the Switch and stuff. Anyway, off topic, we would go into role play chat rooms and we would create characters and stories, and it was all really bad. And apparently, it's all still bad.
Well, how old were you?
I mean, 11. I was 11.
I was like two. You were not like two.
Yeah, you would have been nine.
My first OC was the Neko princess. Her name was Ebony.
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 She
Well,
didn't have a last name.
Wait, you were doing Neko stuff at age 9?
Yeah.
It starts early.
You know what?
America,
I've moved
wake up.
on.
This is
I've
what your
moved on
kids are
from
doing.
Nekos to Incubus. So
That's not much better,
that
Hannah.
shut up.
I'm sorry.
So,
So, with that in
Irene,
mind,
so what we're doing today is we just found this profile for someone on the internet, and they have some pretty bad
I
characters.
think
you think?
you mispronounced amazing.
I think I pronounced the word properly.
Yes, absolutely. So, why don't
So,
we check out one of these characters and see how that goes?
all right, let's see here. Alexander Cortez. What I like: silence, books, no one bothering me, killing and watching them bleed, kind people,
Wow.
dislikes, annoying people that think they're big and bad, lots of noise, doubting my skills, staring at my mask.
Wait,
No,
is that the
it's
people doubting
stare
his
at my
skills, or
mask.
does he dislike staring at his mask and
He's
doubting his own skills? He's insecure.
an insecure vampire, apparently.
Oh, Lord.
A male.
Oh.
He's bi. His weight is 135 pounds. That's not very healthy for a 5'11" lad.
That's lighter than me, and
He's a
I'm
vampire.
5'9".
His age depends on the role play.
Okay.
Nice, nice. Appearance: purple eyes, pitch black hair, others hidden till role play. Scars: not know till RP. Tattoos on his back.
That is just so descriptive.
Wait, just tattoos on his back?
Yeah,
Is that it? They're just on his back?
they're just
He
tattoos on
has
his back.
tattoos on his back.
Yep, we don't.
But you don't know what they are until the role play.
Exactly.
Does it depend on the role play, or are they keeping secrets, trying to entice you to role play? I'm very enticed right now.
Personality: crazy, fun, silent type,
Very
mystery.
fun. How can you be crazy fun in the silent type?
Insane only mentally.
What other kind
Only
of insane
mentally.
is there?
You
Can
Background.
be physically
All right,
insane.
are you guys ready for this background? It
Okay.
was a dark and rainy night,
No!
and there was
Rainy, not even stormy.
And there was a young boy that had little friends, and everyone mocked him for his face, that he was little too friends. Ugly for their standards. So he went home crying every day and falling asleep crying.
How can you be a vampire and be ugly at the same time? Like, it's unacceptable.
Honestly.
I think he deserved this, guys. I don't know.
He's a vampire yet. I don't think he was a vampire as a child.
Not a vampire. It's not a vampire as a child. All right. One day in the school break time, you know, that time, something snapped. He grabbed one of the kids, mocking him, and without hesitation, he slammed a fist into the boy's chest, cracking his ribs, and he could not help but smile at the sound of the bone, so he quickly punched the same. So again, this time, he ribs shattered and stabbed the boy's insides and popped out of his body, and blood going everywhere as he laughed and he... and groan a wicked grin and watched the boy suffer and licked blood off his cheek, and his eyes suddenly changed. There isn't even a period at the end. He just starts a new paragraph.
His eyes suddenly changed. Okay, what? He snaps. He goes crazy for some reason. We don't know how old he is, but he goes crazy. His eyes change color. He breaks this kid's ribs and stabs him with something. He just stabs him. What does he stab him with?
His bones stab him on the inside of his body.
Him on the inside. The kid's bones?
Yeah, the ones that he punches so his ribs shatter and cuts him. Yep.
Wait, did he become a vampire after licking the blood? Is that how it works?
I don't know. Let's see. This was different. He felt a rush. There's no punctuation. He felt a rush of energy and power, so he quickly started to use it, and he could see the boy's body growing. He chuckled. Now, don't tell me you're dying yet. We were having so much of a bit of fun. The boy. Please stop. I am sorry for bullying you.
What? Stace got his ribs crushed and he said, please stop. I am sorry for bullying
you. With a loud scream, Alex stomped into his chest and blood gushed everywhere. And he slowly felt the boy dying, the dying energy flowing from his body. Okay, can we just talk about how he stomped on him? And blood is gushing out of him as he just curb stomped the kid. And he feels the dying energy slowly flow out of his body. I'm pretty sure...
I'm just thinking about how he did a number on this kid's chest and nothing else.
I like how the kid is knowingly bullying him. Just like, oh, please, I'm sorry for bullying you.
No, I like it. I imagine the kid... Did he ever say what was coming... So he just decked this kid and started punching him repeatedly in the chest. Did the kid fall down on the floor? Was he against a wall?
The world may never know.
I love how, like, people calling him ugly is deserving of, like, freaking mutilation.
Absolutely.
Like, by this description, this poor boy is probably just, like, some ground beef on the ground.
He is a vampire.
Are we supposed to feel sorry for your character?
He quickly come back to it, and the kids were terrified, and he ran home quickly to work on his newfound pleasure. He formed a mask and gloves, then a sword, which he made it have some special qualities.
How is he not getting arrested?
I am coming for each and every one of you.
How does this work? What kind of a brain?
Okay, guys, are you ready for this? Weapons. Two swords, each with a different power. The left, life, and the right, death.
What does that mean? You cut somebody open and they spring back to life?
The left allowed him to keep his victims alive so he could have more fun. Why, the death of the blade gave him the ability to draw more power.
How did he make these swords?
No, somebody just gave them to him. Like, a traveling merchant.
He was a vampire,
met
right?
him in like an alleyway.
Yeah, according to the bio, he's a vampire.
So he literally got vampiric powers by licking blood off this boy's cheek.
By just curb stomping the kid. I mean,
who
he's
does
just
this?
Like, what? Abilities, extreme strength. Well, no duh.
No kidding. No kidding.
Strong reflexes. Vary it to almost no pain sensors. I wish I had vary to no little pain sensors.
You know what that does to a person, though?
Yeah.
That means you just... That's not a good thing.
Blood rush. If he managed to get a taste of blood, his powers are doubled. Along with his speed and strength, he can drain you of your blood if you are close to him.
Wait, how? Does he just, suck it out of your pores?
He just rubs his tongue up against you gently, and the
it's
blood
like,
comes
like,
gushing
it's
forth.
It's like a cat's tongue. It's very rough.
That's the worst thing ever.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, though? Like, just picture this. You're on a dark street at night, okay?
Okay. Okay.
This guy. Okay. He emerges from an alleyway.
Okay.
Two swords on his back. He unsheathes them both very slowly. And then he walks up to you. And he doesn't use the swords to kill you. He draws the blood out of you with his tongue. He just walks up to you
with these swords and freaking licks you. You're just standing there paralyzed with fear. This man comes at you with two swords and he just runs up to you and licks your face.
This is the last thing. Scientists believe this is the last thing you see before death. Is this the face of God? Oh man. Super senses. He can read your blood levels, heart rate, and how your bones are placed. Well, yeah, you're a human. How are your bones...
I passed first grade.
Great for combat. Biology. Takes a while to get all the information because it takes time to scan his target. Okay, I guess the bone thing is he can see, like, how you're standing. But, like...
I wonder where the femur is.
Electric chain, bolt of lightning I send from my hand that takes a lot to use. What? Undead soider. I can raise dead people back to life to fight for me while they can be from the past.
How did he get these powers? And why is he so overpowered?
That's all we have.
He's so overpowered.
Okay, guys, picture this. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
You're walking down the streets at night. Okay.
Okay.
And you hear footsteps behind you.
Oh, man.
Very, very heavy and, like, clean, clinky footsteps.
Okay.
You turn around. Okay. And you see this guy.
He
has two swords
mask.
On his back.
Yeah, he's wearing a gas mask.
And he's wearing a gas mask. He unsheathes the swords. and from behind him emerges the skeleton of George Washington.
Mr. President.
Why? You're forgetting. Somehow he has these swords in his hand, but he's also using this chain thing.
Oh yeah, this electric chain, bolt of lightning I send from my hands, that takes lots to use.
So he draws his swords, intimidates you, walks up to you, then he drops his swords, uses one hand to raise the dead, and one hand to call his thing. wraps you up, has the army of dead watch as he licks your face and draws the blood out of you.
and then with his gaze, he makes you do whatever he wants.
Right, then you're dead, so he can control you and he adds you to his army of the dead.
Right.
Yeah.
He's bisexual and he kills people by licking them.
Okay, what? Well,
okay, so
Irene is. Let's see. At least Irene isn't ugly.
That's right. He finds his gas mask very seductive. Thank you very much.
That sexy, sexy gas mask.
Don't you find yourself very attracted to gas masks yourself?
That post-apocalyptic vibe.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm just amazed.
That's gotta be one.
Yeah.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope to have more of this and more of a variety of stuff on here in the future. And so if you didn't like this, you'll probably like something else. In fact, you can give us some suggestions, and we can see if we can do the things you'd like us to do. So, thanks again.
Be sure to subscribe.